everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, with it being U.S. Thanksgiving weekend, we decided to check in with the Saginaw Spirit. They've been playing some strong hockey as of late and looking to move up the standings in the OHL West Division. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Cliff Pooh of the London Knights. He had an impressive performance last week. Over the course of four games, he scored 12 points on the back of four goals and eight assists and was a plus six. He was drafted by the Buffalo Sabres in the 2016 NHL Entry Draft and recently signed his entry-level contract with the Sabres. He also took part in the CIBC Canada-Russia series recently. And if you go to the OHL website, you can check out a video where he wore a helmet camera during the pregame warm-up for the Canada-Russia series game in Sudbury. Meantime, coming into this weekend's action, the Saginaw Spirit had four wins and an overtime loss in their last five games, so 9 out of a possible 10 points. Some strong play there in Saginaw. Troy Smith took over as the head coach of the Spirit this season, and we caught up this week chatting about how the Spirit have come together, especially over the last little while. With Troy Smith of the Saginaw Spirit, and Troy, over the last little bit, you guys have gone on a nice little run to make a little noise in the West Division. Take me through, for people who haven't had a chance to see you guys play lately, what's been going well for the Saginaw Spirit?
Well, I think if you look at the first 10 games, we were close. I mean, you know, in the first 10 games, we had six games where we lost by a goal, and before we lost by two, but they were empty netters. And then, you know, we added Mason Cone here lately, who's really been a great veteran presence. So we get great goaltending, but most of all, I think we've really been winning by committee, where, you know, the players have bought into the system. They play hard and they play for each other, and that's often a recipe for being competitive.
Did you find, too, with coming in as a new coach, it does take a little bit of time for the guys to sort of get comfortable with the message that you're trying to, and along with the rest of the coaching staff, portray to them?
Yeah, I think it's still happening. I think at times when we talk about certain things that we really want to focus on, the kids kind of look at you, but definitely early on, just trying to understand what, you know, the coaching staff's expectations were. And then, you know, from a coaching perspective, I think you also got to understand that it takes some time to learn what positions to put the kids in where they can be successful and help our team win. But I think it's been a slow simmer. I think it's nice to have the results that we've had as of late, but definitely still a long way to go here and a tough schedule ahead.
You're very familiar with this league, so you know sort of how the players, the dynamic of the players, I guess. And as you come in as a new coach, is it sort of building a little bit where you can't, you know, go from one situation to another instantly? But as you come in as a new head coach, is it trying to sort of build with the group?
It 100% is. You know, when we look at this year, we're extremely young. I think we're still the youngest team in the league. So for us, this is a foundational year where we want to make sure that, you know, number one, we establish that we're a hard-working team, and that, you know, every night, even if the execution isn't there, we still put in a good effort. And then, furthermore, we want to make sure that we're responsible defensively. I think, you know, when you're a young kid, you know, they've all, you know, had some offensive success, or they probably haven't been drafted to the OHL, but haven't really been introduced to their own end. So that's going to be a focus for us throughout this whole year, and then hopefully as our group continues to grow and get older, then the offensive part of the game, you can build on that.
Most recently on Wednesday night, you went into Flint and picked up the win 4-1 in that game. What was the key to Wednesday night's win?
You know, to be honest, we didn't play the greatest game, but I think at the end of the day, we just kind of stuck to the plan. The first period, we were really good. Flint picked it up there in the second, and then in the third, you know, we got a couple bounces, but, you know, our top line wasn't really going, but our second line found a way with Jeroen, Jenkins, and Buzdecker. And at the end of the day, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, we have Evan Cormier in that, who's been fantastic from day one. And, you know, he provides us a chance to win every night, making big stops on some great A opportunities that we give up.
Troy, you've been around this league as a player and now as a coach. You know, if you kind of look back, what has being around this league meant for you over the years?
Well, it's a tremendous honor. I think that's, you know, having stepped away for a few months last year, I think people have to understand just what a privilege it is to work in this league. You get to work with some, you know, obviously world-class players and see them move on, whether it's at the NHL or pro level are moving on to the CIS. And, furthermore, it's an unbelievable opportunity to compete against great coaches and great organizations every night. And, I think people sometimes take it for granted. I know I have in my career, but I no longer do. And I'm just really privileged to be a part of this league. It's extremely special and, provides a great opportunity to a lot of different people in different ways.
It's U.S. Thanksgiving weekend. Are you white meat, dark meat, turkey guy? Where's your preference around the dinner table?
my preference is actually in the ham. I'm not a huge turkey guy. I'm actually with my billets in Plymouth, Michigan, enjoying turkey dinner, which is a great part of junior hockey, building that sort of bond. And, for me, I'm kind of a ham and a meat potatoes type guy.
That was Saginaw Spirit head coach Troy Smith, who played in the OHL in the late 90s for the Plymouth Whalers before going on to use his OHL education package at St. Francis Xavier University. And, of course, he's been involved in coaching the OHL for many years with Kitchener, Hamilton, and now with the Saginaw Spirit. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and once again it is the Sarnia Sting who are atop the rankings, holding down the number one spot away from the WHL's Moose Jaw Warriors. Then at number three, it's another OHL club, the Sioux Greyhounds, who've been on a winning streak going into this weekend's action. Also representing the Ontario Hockey League are the Kitchener Rangers at number seven, and honorable mention to the Barrie Colts. For the first time this season, the Ontario Hockey League announced the OHL Cup powered by Under Armour Minor Midget Top 10 rankings. These, of course, minor midget clubs that could eventually take part in the 2018 OHL Cup powered by Under Armour that comes up in March in Toronto. The number one team, the Toronto Marlboros out of the Greater Toronto Hockey League, the Oakville Raiders of the OMHA number two, and then back to the GTHL with the Vaughan Kings at number three. You can check out the complete list at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.